蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。一提到节日，不知道朋友你第一时间的反应是什么呢？可能对于很多人来说，一想到节日呢，就会想到又会有几天的假期，然后呢可以跟自己的家人呢或者是朋友去哪里玩，或者是一起搞一些活动或者是聚餐。我觉得可能我们很多时候更关注于节日给我们带来一些即时的利益，就是假期或者是其他。比如说前段时间我们刚过了圣诞节，对于大部分的人来说呢，圣诞节对我们的意义可能更多是在于在圣诞节的时候呢，很多的商场呢会有很多的促销的活动，在这些活动的过程当中呢，我们就可以得到一些可以说是既得的利益，就是有一些实际的优惠。如果说我们要追根究底去了解圣诞节的意义呢，可能很少有人去想，甚至呢我们常常会听到一些很武断的声音，就是说圣诞节就是一个洋节，是西方人的节日。但是其实如果你仔细的了解呢，你就会知道原来圣诞节呢并不是欧美国家兴起的，反而是在中东，也就是曾经的罗马帝国开始纪念的圣诞节。而圣诞节呢当然也不是在很多人的意识当中纪念圣诞老人的一个节日，它反而是纪念耶稣基督，也就是上帝的独生子，事实上也就是所有的基督徒信仰的中心耶稣的一个节日。那么我就在想，常常我们在享受一些节日带给我们的福利也好，或者是一些的便捷也好的时候，我们应该去了解为什么会有这个节日，以及这个节日对我们来说有什么具体的意义。最近查尔斯呢一直在跟我们分享有关圣诞节的基督教诗歌，这些诗歌呢从旋律、从歌词各方面来说都是非常的优美的，但更关键的是这些歌词当中所传递出来的信息呢，表达的是跟我们息息相关的，也就是说它并不是指向西方人或者是犹太人而已，它是指向全人类的，这点我觉得是很特别的，也是需要引起我们的注意的。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯继续会跟我们分享有关圣诞节的诗歌。今天他带来的这首诗歌呢很特别，曾经呢是一首儿歌，后来呢却被剑桥大学这样的高等学府定为了每年圣诞活动当中的例行诗歌。听起来这首诗歌应该是很特别的，那它的特别之处到底在哪里呢？接下来我们一起进入今天的蓝天绿洲。
Today's carol we're thinking about might be more popular in the United Kingdom, where it's used as the processional hymn to the festival of nine lessons at King's College, Cambridge. The organ and choir voices fill that cathedral in the center of a world-famous university town. It's quite a high church event, but did you know it was actually written to help teach children?
今天我们要思想的圣诞歌可能在英国比较为人熟悉，因为每年在剑桥大学国王学院举办的圣诞夜读经与唱咏聚会中，一定用这首歌作为列队行进的圣诗。管风琴加上诗班的歌声回荡在举世闻名的高等学府中心点的大教堂里，真是非常隆重的教堂圣诗。不过你知不知道这首圣诞歌当初是为了教导儿童而写的呢？
Now before we listenTo today's Once in Royal David's City, let me share some of the backstory with you. It was written in 1848 by Cecil Frances Alexander, the wife of an Irish archbishop. She was quite an exceptional woman, apparently, who was highly involved in social causes. The carol was first published in a collection of songs called Hymns for Little Children, meant to teach children the Christian faith. It was what might be described as a catechism song.
我们待会儿就来听这首《在大卫城里》，但我想先介绍一下他的创作背景。他是1848年由爱尔兰主教的妻子塞西尔·亚历山大所写的。塞西尔是个非常关心社会事务的杰出女性，这首歌被收录在《给儿童的圣诗集》里面，用意是要教导孩童们认识基督信仰，可以说是一首教义问答的歌。
But even though it was written for children, the song has much to say to you and to me. Here's a couple of my favorite things about this carol.
这首歌虽然是写给小孩子的，它的内容对你和我仍然很有意义。以下是我喜欢这首圣诞歌的几个原因。
First, it reminds us of the incarnation. The song talks of how Jesus came down to earth from heaven. Now, this is the mystery of Christmas. How is it that the creator of everything could come to earth and live among us? How is it that the one who deserved all praise was born in such humble and lowly condition?
第一，他提醒我们道成肉身的真理。这首歌说到耶稣如何从天上来到人间，这就是圣诞的奥秘。创造万有的主怎么能来到地上住在我们中间呢？配得所有赞美的那位神怎么会降生在如此卑微低下的环境中呢？
Well, the answer is the incarnation. It's what we celebrate at Christmas, the Lord of all becoming human, or in the words of John 1:14, the Word became flesh. In fact, this carol is based on that line in the ancient Apostles' Creed, which says Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. You see, what we need this Christmas is not new toys or a lot more stuff. It's more of the Christmas story and the truth it brings in our lives.
答案就是道成肉身。这是我们庆祝圣诞的重点。万有的主宰成为了人，就是约翰福音所说的道成了肉身。事实上，这首圣诞歌是根据使徒信经其中一条所写的，就是说耶稣由童贞女玛利亚所生。你看，我们在圣诞节最需要的不是新玩具或者更多的新玩意儿，而是需要更多明白基督降生的故事，和更多领受基督降生所带给我们的真理。
Another reason I love this carol is that it shatters the perception of what that first holy night must have been like. Too often, I think, we think of a cute nativity scene. All is calm, all is bright, the baby Jesus smiling quietly upon Mary's lap, Joseph overseeing a scene surrounded by those farm animals, some of them even lowing, whatever that is.
另一个我喜爱这首圣诞歌的原因是，它粉碎了一般人对耶稣降生那一夜的错觉。我们常常觉得耶稣降生的画面是很可爱的，四下宁静，光华射，婴孩耶稣静躺卧，约瑟照管身边牲畜，偶尔牛羊低声鸣叫。
But once in royal David's city tells a much more realistic story. He was born in a cattle shed with a manger for a bed. He was born not in a royal palace, but among the poor and the lowly. He was born as little, weak, and helpless. Our Lord did not descend fully grown. I used to think that as a child, that would be strange, wouldn't it?
但是在大卫城里这首歌里面说的是一个比较贴近事实的故事。耶稣出生的地方是个牛棚，里边有个小马槽做他的床。他不是出生在皇家宫殿，而是在贫穷卑微的地方。他以幼小、软弱、无助的身躯来到世上，而不是以成人的形体降临。我常会想，这真是奇怪，不是吗？
He came to earth as a baby, a newborn, and babies are weak, and they have needs, and he had to be fed and changed and burped just like any other baby. You know, it may offend some of us to hear that our Lord Jesus spit up his dinner that first night. But this is the Christmas story. Our God came into this world as a human baby to grow up and later die for us.
耶稣以小婴儿的样式来到地上，一个新生婴孩那是非常脆弱的，他们有很多需要，需要人喂，需要人换尿布，帮他拍背打嗝，就像所有的新生儿那样照顾着。如果说耶稣降生的那个晚上吐奶了，肯定有人会觉得这种说法太不敬了。但是，这就是圣诞的故事。我们的神成为人类的婴孩，来到这个世上，逐渐长大，然后为我们而死。
I don't like to put myself off as a theologian, and we don't have time to go into the details of the incarnation and how it makes sense of it all. But I do have to say this.It's comforting to know that our Lord, Almighty God, chose to become like us and live among us by sending his Son.
我并不喜欢以神学家自居，我们也没有时间进一步的探讨道成肉身是怎么做到的等等的细节。不过我必须要说，知道神差遣他的儿子来到世上，成为我们的样式，住在我们中间，这使我得到很大的安慰。
He could have left us in misery and loneliness, but he came to us. The Son was sent. Instead of giving us far worse than coal, which is what we deserve, he gave us himself, his presence. And that presence is the greatest present you can receive and ever enjoy.And it can be yours this holiday season.
神大可以不管我们，任凭我们孤苦伶仃，但他却来到我们身边。神已经差了他的爱子来到，神没有给我们应得的报应，而是亲自来陪伴我们。他的同在是你一生最大的礼物，能给你最大的喜乐。而在这个圣诞节，你可以得到这份礼物。
This carol has much to say to you and me.It speaks to the depth of Cecil Alexander's faith and the desire she had to raise a generation of believers who knew Jesus. As we listen to this carol, let's remember that it was written to teach children, as well as people like you and me, that we are not alone and we can find hope this holiday season.
这首圣诞歌传递了丰富的信息。他唱出了塞西尔·亚历山大的信仰深度，唱出了他心中想要教养出认识耶稣的下一代的渴望。当我们听这歌的时候，要记得这是写给小孩，也是写给我们大人的。要知道我们并不孤单，我们可以在这个节日当中得到盼望。
Now, did you listen to those lyrics in Once in Royal David City? They're full of truth. But did you know that the song had a fair share of controversy? I hinted at that earlier. Some were upset that Cecil Alexander, who wrote the carol, had the audacity to teach children to sing that the Son of God became little, weak, and helpless. They thought it just made Jesus to seem too weak, I guess. And it does challenge our understanding of the second person of the Trinity. These words can be particularly appalling, even today.
仔细听这首《在大卫城里》的歌词，你会知道它充满了真理。但是你知不知道这首歌也招来不少非议呢？刚才我稍微提过了，有些人很不高兴，认为这首圣诞歌的作者塞西尔·亚历山大把神的儿子描写成弱小无助，还教小孩子唱“向我伸小，向我力弱”，实在胆大妄为。我猜他们是认为这样会把耶稣看得太软弱，这也的确挑战我们对三位一体真神第二位的认识。即使在今天，可能还是会有人觉得这首歌的某些歌词很吓人。
But we need to remember that this carol was written over 100 years ago. The words she used to describe children then are not the words we use today, though maybe they were a little more realistic. This is how you and I can come to God, the only way, weak and helpless, in need of grace.
但是我们要记得这是100多年前的作品。当时用来形容孩童的字句与我们今天用的并不一样。虽然那时的用字可能更贴切一些。你跟我来到神的面前的条件就是这样啊，我们只能软弱无助，渴求恩典。
But I think there is a deeper truth hidden in these lines. Our salvation depends on the fact that Jesus did come weak and helpless, not only in that manger, surrounded by animals that were probably upset he was laying on their dinner table, but then he went to the cross, surrounded by people who wanted him dead, rather than listen to him, or much less believe in him. See, in between the poor lowly stable and the right hand of God, as the carol goes, is the cross where Jesus, helpless and weak, paid for our sins.
不过，我想在这些歌词的字里行间还隐藏着更深奥的真理。我们能够得救，是因为耶稣确实以软弱无助的身躯来到世上，不只是降生在马槽里，围绕着他的是一群很可能因为食物槽被占据而不太愉快的动物。耶稣后来还上了十字架，围绕着他的是一群想置他于死地的人，他们不愿听他的话，更别说要相信他了。你看，从降生在贫穷卑微的马棚里，一直到坐在神的右边这段过程中，正如这首歌所唱的，耶稣经过了十字架，在那里他既无助又软弱，替我们付上罪的代价。
Here's how the preacher in Hebrews described it. Hebrews 2, and I'll start in verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted.
希伯来书的作者这么描述，我们来读第二章十四节。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
If Jesus was going to save, he had to become like us. But praise the Lord, he did become like us. And as the carol says, tears and smiles like us, he knew he became like us, and because of that, we, yes, we can be saved.
如果耶稣要拯救人， 他就必须变成跟我们一样。赞美神，他真的变成跟我们一样。正如圣诞歌所唱，知道哀泣并喜欢。耶稣成为跟我们一样的血肉之躯，也因为这样，我们才能够得救。
So this Christmas, as we remember what happened in Royal David's city, may we recall that the Word became flesh, that God took on that human form, that Emmanuel, God with us, came to ransom captive Israel. We have so much to rejoice over as we remember that Jesus came to save us from the depths of hell and deliver us and give us victory over the grave.
所以，今年圣诞，当我们纪念当年在大卫的城里发生的事，盼望我们要想起道成了肉身，神取了人的形象，这位与我们同在的神以马内利来拯救被掳的以色列。一想到耶稣来救我们脱离地狱的深渊，来释放我们，使我们胜过死亡，我们就有无比的大喜乐。 在今天的节目当中呢，给李诺印象很深的就是查尔斯说的一句话，他说我们并不孤单，我们可以在这个节日当中得到盼望。到底是这个节日给我们盼望，还是这个节日的主角耶稣基督给我们盼望呢？这个答案不言而喻。我们知道原来圣诞节的重点不是那些的狂欢，不是我们可以在这个节日当中跟谁在一起去做一些我们觉得非常快乐的事情而已。这个重点是我们有机会知道，原来曾经在2000多年前有一位耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上，而他钉死的这个动作是为了让我们能够重新回到上帝创造人类、创造这个世界原本的那个美好当中。如今的时代呢，是一个高速发展的时代，我们常常呢，被金钱、被地位、被人际关系、被情感所困扰。 在这些的困扰当中，我们往往都会陷入一些的迷茫无助当中，我们不知道前面的方向应该怎么走下去，我们甚至有的时候不知道我这一刻的快乐之后，我下一次的快乐要到什么时候去。前段时间呢，李诺看到主内的一个公众号发了一篇文章，就是讲到现代的人们在追逐快乐的时候，其实已经失去了更多的快乐。常常网上呢也会有一些的资源，就是追忆80后90后小的时候童年时期的一些乐趣，我们会发现其中的一些乐趣是一些简单的非常淳朴的一些的游戏，甚至从某种角度我们现在看回来，如果我们用理性的头脑去分析的话，我们会觉得那样的事情是浪费时间。但是呢，在小的时候我们却常常的享受在那样的快乐当中。我觉得这个其实给我们很多的提醒，就是我们如今呢好像什么都有了，什么都得到了，但是却失去了很多宝贵的东西，就好比快乐。其实还有一些，比如说平安，我们现在的人呢大部分人是没有真正的平安的，说是人人自危，说是风声鹤唳，我觉得都不过分。为什么呢？因为我们常常看到身边的人，有人哪怕一点点的头痛脑热就马上紧张得不得了，生怕自己患上了什么不治之症，然后在诊治的过程当中也是小心翼翼的多方的求证。所以我们发现这个时代真正缺少的是心灵的力量，不是外在的物质享受，也不是头脑里边的知识的丰富。但是查尔斯今天在节目当中提醒我们，圣诞节或者说圣诞节的主角耶稣基督，他能够给我们盼望。这种盼望不是给我们一个远大的不能实现的没有意义的一个目标，这个盼望是从现在开始就可以作用在我们生命里的。当我们有了这个盼望，我们就不会担心明天会遭遇什么样的意外，我们甚至能够摆脱那种忧虑的情绪，以至于我们真的可以过上那种轻松快乐的生活。其实不只是快乐，而是喜乐。所以亲爱的朋友，当我们每年过圣诞节，好像到了12月份，我们就开始感受到各个地方都有圣诞节的气氛，这是节日的形式带给我们感官上的体验。但是更多的我想就是查尔斯跟我们讲到的，耶稣道成肉身，成为人的样式来到这个世上，要成就一个伟大无比又跟我们每一个人息息相关的计划。盼望你能够翻开圣经，好好的来认识这一位为我们死的耶稣基督。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想，或者你在信仰方面的疑惑。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。